You are listening to a sermon by Janice Kreider, recorded on Sunday, September 6, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Last Sunday, Grace spoke to us about seasons in our lives. We heard verses from Ecclesiastes, a time for this and a time for that. We could paraphrase one of those verses to say, a time to hold on and a time to let go. A time to bind ourselves to tradition and a time to loosen our thinking and be open to something new. Do congregations have seasons? Do congregations have times to bind and times to loosen? I'd like to illustrate these ideas by telling Point Grey's story. In 1986, Point Grey was created not by church planters, but by a small group who were focused on a vision of at least three parts: ministry to students, Anabaptism, and modeling that Mennonites from several Mennonite conferences could peaceably work together in a congregation. The new congregation was not a boilerplate church plant. For example, there was no pastor. And although we hoped to grow, getting large was not an immediate goal. We sang hymns from hymn books. We consciously let go of the usual practices of BC Mennonites. I wish we could hear how earnestly the small group sang, "Bind us together," in those days, because we realized we had to do that. In 1987, Point Grey became a member of the Mennonite Brethren Conference, binding us to the conference from which some of us came. We had to temporarily let go of being inter-Mennonite because it was not possible to officially join both conferences at the same time. In 1988, we hired a pastor, binding us to being more like a traditional congregation. However, there was a loosening from the MB conference in that the pastor was from the other Mennonite conference. In 1991, we had a crisis. Our first pastor was gone after 3 years and our second after a few weeks. We were totally disillusioned and not ready to begin another pastoral search. A solution came when Bert McGee, a retired school teacher, stepped forward to be the coordinator, a new position. He worked very hard on administration, and others agreed to give sermons. Over time, Point Grey became known as having no pastor, and people who joined because that's what they wanted. Point Grey loosened up the idea that a church must have a pastor. The participation of everyone in Point Grey was necessary at the beginning and at this crisis time of 1991, but it became an accepted and adopted practice and was particularly impactful for women. In 1992, Point Grey followed through on the part of the vision to belong to the other conference at that time called the General Conference of Mennonites. This was not without difficult discussions with the MB conference, who bound us to becoming only affiliate members, not full members of the other conference. Later, the General Conference became Mennonite Church after several structural changes. And these by default made us full members. So we accomplished the goal of being officially inter-Mennonite. In 1993, we had long discussions about our name, which from the beginning was that original name that John talked about today, Point Grey Fellowship. We inserted the words Mennonite and inter. We bound ourselves to two parts of our vision, clearly articulating that we were Anabaptist and that we were a place where Mennonites from various conferences worshiped and served together. After this, many of you joined with your experiences from other places. Over the years, we became an amalgam of people with a background in various denominations besides Mennonite. Baptist, Presbyterian, Plymouth Brethren, Catholic, Anglican, United, and even Hutterite. As each of you joined, you enlarged this community and brought your unique gifts. As in 1 Corinthians 12, 4, and 5, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. But you also modified the community. Bit by bit, Point Grey has been reborn in a slow, organic way into what it is today. Point Grey has loosened up to be open to the influence of different traditions, but we have also bound ourselves together in love, as Romans 13:8 tells us to do. Owe no one anything except to love one another. Although we liked meeting in the Menno Simon Center where students lived, our focus on student ministry weakened as only a small number of students attended our worship, and only a few of us are active with the PCDA. There was a growing recognition that the center was where the real student community was and where that valuable ministry was happening. 2020, we're in another turning point, a big rupture, both with our move and the pandemic. Our move out of the Menno Simon Center was abrupt, and with it, we lost part of our original vision, that of student ministry. Although we do welcome students to be part of our congregation and we encourage them to be involved. Meeting on Zoom has heightened our sense of what church is, not the charming Menno Simon Center Chapel, nor the basement at St. James Community Square, but all of us as we bind ourselves together in love. I'd like to end with two challenges. In light of all this great sounding history, would this be a good new name for PGIMF? Perfect group of intelligent Mennonite friends. I hope you know that I'm joking. There have been wrong decisions and hurts along the way, both within our congregation and from without. If we feel sinned against, can we let go? We may not follow all the detailed steps in Matthew 18 about forgiveness, but ponder verse 18. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. If we do not let loose of hurts and disappointments on earth, do we really want to take them with us to heaven? The second challenge. Zoom meetings are great because they are safe for everyone. However, we want to eventually get back to in-person worship. Until the pandemic has almost disappeared, in-person gatherings indoors will not be very safe for persons over a certain age. Many of you are under 70. You are the ones who are the future of PGIMF. We oldsters are very supportive. We will assist as we can. And we are very regretful of these sudden limitations. We all wish that we were 20 or 30 years younger. But I am confident that Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship will continue to be reborn and reborn.